Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chavav. Today, we are doing Se'ifim Tes and Yud. This is page Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So, we are up to the very last word on page 322. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutar Lirchotz Panav Yadav Ragla B'dvar M'sheinu Mishirim Seir Mu'uravim Im Dvar M'mishirim. You're allowed to have a combination of detergents or soaps, I guess, some that remove hair and some that do not remove hair, and wash your hands, face, and feet with it. U'bilvachliya Rov Midav Ramesh. As long as the majority ingredient of the soap that you're using is not from that which removes hair. What's the vart over here? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nechafei, Lirchotz Panav Yadav, Hainu Afilu Yesh Lo Zakan. The point is, even if you have a beard, Vua Din Seir Rosho, and you have hair on your head, Akshalo Yischatem Acharechitzaso. You just have to be careful not to squeeze them out, you know, not squeeze water out after you finish washing it, because Schita Seir is Aser, even though it's not Nisr Daraisa. But it's also to be sochet hair as well. But bedvarm she'enim mashirim seyer, rotzolomer she'enim vaday mashirim, after l'pamim gamkin mashirim afilu achi mutter. Something that's not certainly going to pull out your hair, even though sometimes it might, it's still going to be mutter, kivin du'enim eskavin lezel tzachzeach asmo b'vad, because that is not your kavanah, v'kayim like Rabbi Shimon, the davar she'enim eskavin mutter. When we pass like Rabbi Shimon, that the davar she'enim eskavin is mutter. So even though you don't know that this won't remove your hair, but you also don't know that it will remove your hair. And therefore, it's a davar she'enim eskavin. Shelo ya'rov. But if the majority ingredient is something that does remove hair, then it's going to be aser hatam does psik resha hu v'aser mishum gozeis af she'enim eskavin l'kuli alma. Then it's a psik resha, and that's going to be an iser of gozeis, even though it's eino eskavin, because everyone is moda by psik resha that it's going to be aser. See if yud mutal lirchutz yadav b'morsan. You're allowed to wash your hands with bran, even though when you mix bran with water, it kneads together into like a doughy type of substance, to gibel kala achar yad shari, because doing a gibel, a kneading of dough, kala achar yad, is going to be mutter. Says Mishnah Berurah, before we go weiter in the Ramah, lirchotz yadav b'morsan, v'adin panav av sheyesh lo zakan. Even your face you're allowed to wash with the bran, even though it has a beard on it, to morsan u'dav shein meisher seyer, mutter l'shav sheyesh b'hen, because you don't have to worry about gozeis, the bran does not remove hair. V'rach tzarek lizar shleyav mitchila morsan mayim mishum lisha. The only thing you have to worry about is mixing the bran with water in advance, because that would be a violation of lisha. But you're allowed to take your wet hands and take that bran. Even though it also holds it, makes it sticky and holds the bran together a little bit because you have moisture on your hands. You don't have to worry about that. Because that's considered gibul kalachar yad. And that's exactly what the Ramah means when the Ramah says gibul kalachar yad. And even though generally speaking we're machmir not to even do gibel with a shinui on Shabbos unless you put the water in on Erev Shabbos, over here you're not really putting water in the bran, you're just touching it with wet hands. So that when we discuss Lisha, we discuss that there are two elements. There's the mixing of the ingredients, the water and the flour, and then there's the kneading together. So even though the kneading is being done kalachriyat over here, you're not allowed to even mix the water and the bran together. So you say, you're not doing that. You're just touching the bran with wet hands. But in Rechinami, you would not be allowed to mix the water and the bran together. Once we're on detergents and things that you can and cannot wash your hands with, says the Ramah, v'asu lirchutz yadav b'melach. You're not allowed to wash your hands with salt. V'kol shkim b'borish akorin zayf b'lishon ashkenaz. And nor also not with soap, or bishar chelev, or other types of fats, shenimoach al yodav avi nolad, because that melts on your hands, and therefore that's a violation of nolad, because it changes form. Lirchutz yodav b'melach, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Chavtes, hatam kidil kameid, al yidei rechitzasu, nimach hamelech, v'nolad over chadosh, v'dami l'melacha. The reason you're not allowed to use salt is also because it melts, or whatever you call it, it liquefies, and it becomes a dover chadosh, and it's like a malacha, meaning it's not an actual malacha. Nolad is usher because it looks like a creative act. So it's domel malacha in that way. But to wash your hands in salt water is for sure mutter, because it's already it's already what it is, meaning you're not affecting any change in the salt at that point. So we said it's nolad. And in that way, it's similar to squeezing snow or ice, which we explained is also asr because of nolad, because you're changing it from a solid to a liquid. However, the Magen Avraham called the shilta giborim that there are those that are makel over here. There are those that hold that the reason Chazal asked squeezing ice or snow is not because of nolad, it's a gzeira mishum schitas peros, that it looks like you're squeezing out, like you'd squeeze out a grape or squeeze out an orange to get the juices out. Because snow and ice also produces a nice glass of water. So if you're squeezing something that doesn't produce a reasonable beverage, so then you have no reason to make such a gzeira. It's going to be mutter lechadchila. Va'ain b'sefer teferes Yisrael shakasav. The sefer teferes Yisrael writes the beboru shalanu shiraka, that with our soaps that are very soft, lukuli al nasr mishum mimachik, it's going to be also for a different reason. If you have a bar of soap, you're smoothing out the surface of the bar of soap, and that's a violation of mimachik. Uken madisa linyan shavi b'sim shin yadal sefer alef, just like we have with wax when you smooth it out. Ayin sham v'chein matzasi b'sefer divrei menachem One should
warn people about this a lot.
Aside from all this, mashma brashi davlunam beis the boris meisher aseir v'chein kosevaran v'cheinu mina kol yisrael achmir b'se. And anyway, if it's the kind of thing that removes hair, then you have another problem anyway, because you're not allowed to use something that removes hair, and therefore one should try to be machmir. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that you can wash even hairy parts of your body, like your bearded face, with something that might remove hair, but not with something that will definitely remove hair, not with a psikreshe. Then we said you're not allowed to mix bran with water, but you could pick up bran with wet hands, because the minuscule amount of kneading that is happening is kila achriyad, and it's not called that you're adding water to the bran. And then we said that the Ramah holds that you can't wash your hands with something that will melt, because it's nolad, similar to risuk shaleg. But those who think that risuk shaleg is just a schita violation would permit washing your hands with salt and things like that, provided that you are careful not to violate mimachek, mimareyach, removing hair, things like that. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow night, same time, same place, we'll pick up with the end of Simen Shin Chavav and the beginning of Simen Shin Chav Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.